very much appreciate Brother Richie's effort this morning. I pray for Brother Richie that the Lord would richly bless him in his efforts to stand. And I'm very thankful to hear this man's love for the Lord's church. I love the Lord's church too, and I consider it to be very important to my life. If the Lord would be our helper this morning, we're going to stay in that same vein of thought. Please turn with me to Psalms 122. And I'm very surprised Brother Richie did not use this first verse. I was waiting for you to get to it, Brother Richie. Psalms 122, beginning in verse 1, David, by inspiration of the Spirit, writes, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." There's 9 verses in this Psalm 122, and David, he explains to us in these 9 verses why he was so glad when they said, "Let's go into the house of the Lord." You know, when we come to church, we should be glad, not sad. You know, I remember as a young boy, I didn't have an option to stay at home or go to church. My daddy just woke me up and said, "We're going." I mean, I could either go with a smile or walk into church with a limp, but I was going. There came a time in my life I began to be more glad about going to church. The church began to mean more to me. And I could say with David, I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." You know, I remember the first time that I visited a Primitive Baptist church house. I was a condemned sinner. I was unclean. When I heard a man preach of the depravity of man, that he was a sinner, that he was unfit of his own nature to be in the sight of God, that he couldn't save himself, I was already convinced. I didn't deserve heaven. I deserve hell. But when I heard the message of the gospel in the church that informed me the reason I felt the way I felt was I was already a born-again child of God. And it pointed my mind and the faith that I already had by grace toward the Lord Jesus Christ and what He'd done for me on the cross. Wow, that was a glad day in my life. It made me happy. It gave me hope. You know, the message of grace is the only message that gives me hope. So I can't find any hope in my works. I can't find any hope in any works I have under the law. But my hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when there's a place that declares His finished work, that glorifies Him, that He got it done, He got it done right, and He gives me hope that He done it for me, I'm glad to go to that place. This is the 5th weekend, of course, in May. Several months ago, I was invited to preach meetings in many places across America this 5th weekend. And of course, one by one, they began to cancel those meetings. And I was just looking forward to staying at home. Well, this week I got a telephone call from a church in Georgia. And I told them I'd pray about it. And I got up yesterday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I drove to Georgia to preach for a church in an outside service just like this. And I met 2 sisters yesterday. They just found the Primitive Baptist Church. And when they talked to me, it was almost like me talking to myself. And I told them, I said, "You remind me so much of me." And the one sister just broke down crying. She said, "You know," said, "I'm just happy to be here." She had heard every message the world had, and it couldn't help her. It gave her no comfort. But when she came to the Lord's house and heard the message of grace, that Jesus Christ finished the work on the cross, see, it gave her hope. And I saw those tears coming down her eyes. And I said, "You know, you remind me so much of me." I said, "I remember that when I started attending the Primitive Baptist Church, I just sat in the back, and believe it or not, I didn't even talk. I was just quiet. Brother John Scott said I'd just sit back there and cry and cry and cry. I was happy. I was happy because I heard something that gave this sinner hope. You know, I'm happy to come to the house of God when I can hear the saints of God blend their voices together in song and praise to the Lord. You know what's so special about it? There's no big eyes, little U's. It's not a place for a performance, but a place for the children of God. They gather together and praise the Lord. You know, me, I'm so old now, I don't get excited about going to concerts and stuff anymore. You know, there's a time someone says we're going to a show or a ball game. I get excited. Now I don't get excited about it. You know, those things get old to you after a while. And I know you feel sorry for me. I'm 51 now. But I don't get tired of hearing all the children of God singing together. I don't get tired of hearing men pray to the Lord. It makes me happy to hear a man pray to the Lord. It makes me happy to see the saints convicted in their hearts to come to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. David said, I was happy. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into thy house. And he said, and our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Brother Richie told us it's a good place to dwell. Not just a good place to visit. It's a good place to dwell. But notice when David says, our feet would stand, it's a good place to get your life established. David was glad because it's there that his life would be established. He'd have a standing. You know, this world couldn't give you an establishment of life. You know, this world makes all kinds of promises. The world never keeps its promises. When you come to the house of God, it's a place to have an established life. You know, the Bible teaches us that it was in Zion that there was a stone laid. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, and that stone is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to have an established life, you want to have a built-up life that will withstand all the storms of this world, and by the way, you're going to have storms you'll face. It's not if, it's when. You will face them. If you want to have an established life to be able to face the storms of this life, it comes right here in the house of God. When we hear the words of God and our life is established and we're strengthened to be able to face those storms, David said, I was glad. Why? Because my feet would stand within thy gates. Verse 3, he said, Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Another reason he was glad is because the city is compact. What it means is close-knit, tied together. You remember David said of Jonathan there in 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 2, their hearts were knit together. It's making reference to the fellowship and unity that we have here in the house of God. You know the reason I'm glad when I come to church, I can see people in unity and in fellowship with one another. You know the reason we have unity and fellowship? It's because of the Lord and His Word. See, our unity and fellowship are not in the things of the world. It's not in politics. If you think politics will give you unity, turn your TV when you get home and see what's all going on in the cities right now. Politics will not give us unity. College football will not give us unity. NFL sports will not give us unity. Major League Baseball will not give us unity. I want to tell you where we'll find unity. We find unity in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His Word. And if you want to see unity in its most beautiful way, come to the house of God and see the children of God in unity in the truth of His Word in the Lord Jesus Christ worshiping together. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I've always been amazed at the Primitive Baptist Church. We practice the autonomy of each local body. And that's something, a principle that's taught throughout the country. You go anywhere, and we believe in the autonomy of the local body. We don't have a headquarters. We don't have an earthly dictator that tells us what to do. We're a local body here, and there's other local bodies. Brother Richie is the pastor at Crooked Creek Primitive Baptist Church. That's a local body, autonomous local body. Brother Richie, you don't have authority here. I don't have authority there. Brother Richie mentioned to me this morning when I asked him to preach. He said, I come to listen. I said, well, Brother Richie, the last time I checked, I was the pastor here. And that's why he said, I insisted. They're a local body. We're a local body. And across America, Primitive Baptist Church gathered together in local bodies. But you know, I've never in my life witnessed any more unity than you'll find with the Primitive Baptist across America. Why? How is that possible? We don't have a dictator over us. We don't have a headquarters to meet to get our ideas together. Because our unity is in the same person, Jesus Christ. Our unity is in His Word. I mean, that's how I can be raised up in Georgia, under Primitive Baptist in Georgia. And I come here to North Carolina, and I'd be invited by a man named Elder Neil Helms, and I preach, and he agrees with what I preach, because we're looking toward the same authority, and His name is Jesus Christ. David said, I'm amazed, it's so compact together. You know, Jerusalem was not built as a city to be scattered abroad, but it had gates, it had walls that kept a nearness. Verse 4, he said, whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, under the testimony of Israel, to give thanks under the name of the Lord. He said, I was glad to go because I finally get to see people giving thanks to Jesus Christ. This is a place to give thanks. And it makes me glad to see people thankful in the Lord. You know one of my favorite holidays? Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving may be the most scriptural holiday we have on our calendar. It's a time when people gather together to give thanks unto the Lord, or at least we should. It's not about turkey. It's not about the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys. No, it's about the Lord and giving thanks to Him. You know, we should be thankful every day of our life for what God has done for us. You know, God has given me a hope in my heart that nobody in the world can give me. God has given me a hope in my heart that I couldn't earn for myself. I should be thankful for that every day of my life. But there is a specific place that we should desire to come. David said it was his desire, his single desire and singleness of mind there in Psalms 27 and verse 4. That we should come to give thanks unto God. You know the reason I'm here this morning? I'm here to give thanks to God. I feel to be in debt to God. He's done something for me. He made a difference in my life. He changed me. Verse 5, for there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. You know, David here is referring to the authority that you find there in the house of God in Jerusalem. You know, this is a place where you find real authority. This is the place where judgment goes forth. If you want to know the truth about real principles, come to the house of God. The house of God knows the truth about real principles. If you don't believe this world is mixed up about real principles, they don't even know when life begins. They don't even know what real marriage is about. The world doesn't have answers for that. I tell you where we find real answers. We found real answers in the Word of God. That's where we found real answers. And the Word of God is proclaimed and declared here at the house of the Lord. David said, I was thankful because it's there that I find real judgment. What do you think it means there in Micah chapter 4 verse 3, for out of Jerusalem shall go forth the law? Is that saying we're living under the law? No, we're not under the law as under the ceremonial law, but it's here that the judgments, the truth of God, the principles of truth go forth. I told someone once, if I want to know about raising kids, if I want to know about how to have a good marriage, I don't have to go to the world. I don't have to go to Oprah Winfrey or Dr. Phil. I can come here to the house of God and I find people that are examples that know how to live in marriage, know how to raise kids. I don't have to go read a book. Verse 6, he said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls. David said, I was glad because I get to see peace. Peace. You know, it's amazing, the world today is in so much turmoil. Is the world in so much, but I look around, I just see people in peace today. I love coming to the house of God and just seeing peace. I can find peace. I don't know about you, I think I said this a few weeks ago, I'm just about tired of watching news. I've just watched so much and it keeps me all tore up and I wonder what's going to happen. I like coming to the house of God where I can just be at peace, just sit down and be happy. David ends this psalm in verse 9. He said, because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. You know, all the way through this, he speaks of Jerusalem and he speaks of the house of the Lord. He loves Jerusalem because the house of the Lord is there. And because the house of the Lord is there, he will seek the peace of Jerusalem. You know, the United States of America has not made the church better. It's the church that's made the United States of America better. Somebody needs to amen that. If you take the church out of the United States of America, America would be like other nations. It's the church that's made the United States of America better. See, I'm not seeking the good of America that it would make the church better. No, I'm seeking the church that it would make America better. The church, America didn't make the church better. America makes the church, but because the church is here in America, I've got an interest in the peace of America. You know the reason I vote? Because I've got an interest in the peace of America, because the church is here. And I want the church to be here, not just as long as I'm alive, but when my children grow up and grow old, my grandchildren, if I have any, I want the church to be here for generations and generations and generations. And because I love the church and the church makes America better, I don't even seek the peace of America. I want America to be in peace. I do. What I'm seeking the most is hearing the kingdom of God. I was happy when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. You know, next Sunday we're planning to go back in the building. I am happy. I'm looking so very much to being back in the house. I'm looking so very much to worshiping the Lord with you. See, I look forward to this every Sunday. It's the apex of my week. Just being able to gather together with the family of God and worship my Savior that saved me by His grace. I thank you for your kind attention. Brother John, what's the hymn number?
161.
We'll sing hymn number 161. Anyone like to come forward and ask for a home here at Union Grove Primitive Baptist Church, please do so while we stand and sing.